Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's Thursday evening success team call. My name is Jim Tanner. I'll be hosting you. I'm dialing in this evening from my home in the suburbs of Boston, Massachusetts. I want to welcome all of you to the call this evening, whether that's live or on the recorded playback. I'm excited here as we kick off the call. It is, of course, Thursday, November 14th, 2019. So we are essentially, we're essentially halfway through the month of November. We'll certainly be beyond the halfway point in the month when we come together and talk again next Thursday evening. So, yeah, this is the halfway point. And as it is the halfway point, I want to remind everybody that it's the halfway point and to suggest to all of us that we can be taking a look at where we are in our goals for the month of November. And we're going to talk more about what's on the table here in the month of November. But as we get the call kicked off this evening, I'm so excited to be joined by a gentleman with his own Legal Shield success story, a member of our success team. And I want to get right out of the way so you can hear from this gentleman, Mr. Jensen in Cookeville, Tennessee. He's going to be discussing with us a little bit of his story of getting started, how he got started with his Legal Shield business and how he was able to get into production and get started with his business. So without any further ado, let's go down to Cookeville, Tennessee. Mr. Jensen, if we have you on the line, please go ahead, sir.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me on tonight. What a privilege and honor to be able to share my excitement with the team. So, yeah, I became a member on September 5th this year and signed up one member under me. Then had the opportunity to go to Salt Lake and get super pumped and super excited. I came home with a successful go-get-em attitude. But although I had the right attitude, I didn't have my confidence turned on. I was trying to reach out to people without a game plan in place and tried to use someone else's approach. After being repeatedly repelled by everyone, it seemed like, I decided that I needed to develop a new approach. So I sat down one evening and wrote my own approach. And I still go over it even when I'm driving to the office or even when I'm going out to beat the street, so to say. It gets changed up as I go, but having a base to start with has helped me develop my confidence. I now approach people and know what I'm going to say, and I don't stumble through someone else's words like I was in the beginning. Even though the approach is basically the same, you know, it's in my own words now, and I own it. So, needless to say, October was what seemed like a wash for me. But even though I didn't make any progress in October with my business, I still had success. I planted seeds. I nourished them, and I watched them grow. Then, November came along, and I was able to reap the rewards of those seeds that took deep root, and I was able to sign those three solid associates in 2 days. So my confidence came, and I got a good takeaway from it. And that takeaway is lack of progress does not denote lack of success. So looking back at the end of October, that's when I actually sat down with Mark and I had my first goal setting opportunity with him. And he asked me what my goals were. So I told him some numbers that I was thinking. And he told me, yeah, those are good weekly goals. And I looked at him and kind of awkwardly said, well, those are my monthly goals. He said, well, those are okay if you don't want to make any money. You can just picture Mark saying that to me. But so we immediately set new goals and got back to work. And now with that newfound confidence of signing those associates that I did this month, I'm moving forward with those goals and unlimited success. Of course, being able to reach the next level of senior associate helped a lot too. But getting that that boost from all my team members really gave me a lot more, I guess for lack of better words, ambition. Got me to go out and start really hitting it a lot harder, knowing that was accessible and managers attainable next. So one thing I'd like to share with the team, though, is that no matter where you are in life, and no matter what your goals are, no matter how successful you currently are in your business, it's the attitude that makes you or breaks you. I used to wake up in the morning and get ready for a 9-to-5 job, but it was actually like a 6-to-5 job. And I had mumble and grumble the whole way to work, and while I was there, I always seemed to find negativity in everything, every aspect of it. Now, you know, it paid the bills and it was a stable job, but I wasn't happy, and my attitude was definitely less than admirable. I had, I'd bring it home with me, which is something I'd never done before in my life, and it was starting to wear on me. But since I took my quote-unquote leap of faith and chose to do Legal Shield full time. I wake up in the morning and with the attitude this is going to be the best day ever. With a smile on my face, I go out and I willingly accept the challenges that face me. And there's a lot of no's that come. Everybody knows that. But there are a few yeses. And those yeses are what make it worthwhile. So when I lay down at night, I know that when I went out there, I did my best and made it the best day possible. And I know that tomorrow will be even a better day. And I'd like to quote one of my favorite authors, Tom Hopkins. I've been reading his book. I've read it 3 times now. It only took me 3 weeks to read it the first time. But he says, "You are and will become that which you think about most of the time." So with that, think success. Thanks again for having me, Jim. I sure look forward to many successful years with the Legal Shield family, and I appreciate this time.
Awesome. Thanks again, Jason, Jensen. I mean, that was just great. And I love to hear that. I love what you said about taking the presentation and making it your own. And I was just thinking about that. Like, oh, man, that's just such great advice because you got to make it your own. And I also loved how you talked about attending the event in Salt Lake City and getting around like-minded people. And I just think about all of us that had this, you know, light bulb moments, aha moments, whether we're brand new or some of us been in this business for years and decades, always kind of getting that light bulb, aha, looking at things slightly differently, coming out of these big international conventions. And Salt Lake City was a game changer for so many people. So Jason, I'm not surprised it was a game changer for you. Great job getting home and getting to work. And like you said, October, maybe it wasn't the results you were looking for in October, but it was the seeds that you planted that you've just harvested here in November. And I think there's a great lesson in that as well. So thanks so much again for being on with us, and appreciate you spending some time helping to offer a second voice, another voice to the folks that are just getting started in their businesses here with Legal Shield and the Success Team. And when you're talking about, you know, getting around like-minded people, that reminds me of a post I made today on social media that a lot of folks seem to really connect with. And that was on the topic of the power of associations. And that's not what my training is about that I'm going to offer you here this evening, but it did remind me of that. And it just makes me think, you know, you're the average of the people that you hang around. And I know sometimes people don't want to believe that, or they don't like the idea that that's true, but you are the average of the people you hang around. And I love the opportunities that we have to come together as like-minded people. For example, at Legal Shield's International Convention in Dallas, Texas in the spring, I hope you're registered for that and you've got your tickets so that you're going to be in attendance there with us. You've made the commitment. You're going to be joining us. We're all going to be together, the Success Team, all under one roof. And I know a lot of you have already registered for the event we have. It's 1 month away in Cookeville, Tennessee. That's our December Tennessee Leadership event. We're going to have a great 2 days of training, and Mr. Riches talked about that last week. You know, full day of training on Friday, and then a Christmas party at the Riches Ranch, which is probably one of my favorite Christmas traditions. Well, it just flat out is. It's my favorite Christmas tradition. I love going to the Riches Ranch at Christmas. I love being around entrepreneurs that are doing this business that we do. They're out there. They're protecting families with Legal Shield and ID Shield. They're paying forward the opportunity that was blessed on us by sharing the opportunity and recruiting. I just love that. And I hope all of you listening are going to be there with us. I'm sure you understand that it is limited seating. So if you're thinking about coming to Cookeville, Tennessee, and I want you there. We all want you there. Everybody wants the whole team there. We know not everybody can make it. We know that that's not true. We know everybody in the area is probably going to be there. And we do know, you know, a lot of folks are flying in like I am. Folks are flying in from different parts of the country. But we also understand not everybody's going to be there. But if you are coming, please pre-register. Just go into your back office on Success Team World. Click on the calendar icon and follow the link so that you can register, so that we know you're coming and we can reserve a seat for you. And it's going to be a great event. I'm excited to be there. My wife, Dr. Danielle Russo, is going to be there. Olive's coming. You know, it's going to be a great time for everybody. But anyway, I was talking about associations on social media. And I was talking about, you know, what would you expect to happen when you get around the right people? Because the truth is, it's the people you get around really influence you And sometimes it's subtle and you don't realize it's happening. Now, that can be positive and negative, right? But my experience getting around the people that had what I wanted and what I desired and had the life that I was trying to have has been very influential for me. It's totally changed my reality. Before this, I spent my time, before Legal Shield, I spent my time with the people that had my problems. I just think that there's some value in talking about that and being honest and transparent about it. Getting around people that are doing what you're trying to do, that have what you want, there's power in that. And, you know, it's not all business either, but it is business. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, how did you earn a six-figure income from home? How did you earn $1 million, become a millionaire club member with Legal Shield? And I think about it the other way. I'm like, well, what would you expect to happen? I mean, I started surrounding myself with people that earned a six-figure income from home with their Legal Shield business. I started to associate and spend more and more time with people that were Legal Shield millionaire club members. I mean, it was inevitable when you look at it like that, when you understand associations. It was inevitable that would happen. And again, it's not just about business, though, because, you know, I want to be a great parent. And so my friend Matt, who lives near me, is not in business with me, but he's the best dad that I know. And so I try to spend as much time with him and I pay attention. I'm strategic. You know, I like to observe how he handles situations. He has a son who's getting older every day, getting bigger every day in sports and has challenges in school and has all of the stuff that kids have. And I pay attention. I watch how he handles that. I'm interested in that. I want to be a great husband. I aspire to be a great husband to my wife, just like I aspire to be a great dad to my daughter. But, you know, so I pay attention to how Adam Thompson, who we all know Adam Thompson, he's the greatest husband I know. And, you know, I don't live near him, but I pay attention. I watch how he interacts. I watch how he talks about and treats his wife. I watch how he, you know, opens doors for her. And I say to myself, this is the, you know, Adam Thompson's the gold standard. So I try to spend as much time around him as possible. I spend time with the members of our church that are great members of our church. I want to be always a better, more improved member of my church community. I always want to be more of a servant and a giver. So all of godparents are Danielle and I's very good friends. Rick and Nicola, some of you that have been up here to the house have met them. They sang at our wedding. They're phenomenal. Rick is the choir director at our church. Nicola works in the church office, but they're also just absolute givers and servants. And they're not in business with me, but I'm learning so much from them, and they raise my game. You know, it raises my game to be more of a servant because of Rick and Nicola. It raises my game to be a better husband because of Adam Thompson. It raises my game because of my friend Matt Hoffman to be a better dad. And then they're all also in business, the great entrepreneurs that help me raise my game as an entrepreneur. Mark Riches specifically. You know, Mark Riches, who would not let me settle, who saw in me more than I saw in myself, who would not let me settle. I can't say that enough, because I came into Legal Shield to make $400 a week. That was the most I could conceive for myself as an opportunity. But what he did was he helped me see that I was worth more and that there was more for me. In some ways, it was just the way he modeled it, but also he spoke it into me. And I've talked a lot about that. And, you know, that helps me to raise my game. And again, not just in terms of money, although that is important, money is important, but how many people could I serve? How many people could I pass the opportunity along to? How many people could I take a call, take a text, help, and inspire? And, you know, I've watched Mark Riches do that, and not only do it, but do it regardless of whose team somebody is in. You know, never, he's never too busy for someone that needed help, and I try, and I aspire to that. I'm reminded of that, and I pay attention to that, because I want to be just like the people that I surround myself with. And sometimes people think that developing positive associations requires eliminating people from your life. I know, I've seen that advice. I don't personally agree with that. I don't know if that's, I don't want to be controversial. I don't agree with eliminating people from your life. I don't agree with that. Because I'm one of the people that person needs so they can raise their game, right? So I understand that as I get the benefit of positive associations, that I also can be a person in the circle of someone else that needs to raise their game. And sometimes they don't even know they need to do that. So I'm just going to model that behavior. I can be a model. I can be subtle. I don't have to preach or dictate to people. I don't have to tell them to follow what I'm doing. I can just do what I know is right. I can be a better dad, a better husband, a better entrepreneur for others too, so that they can raise their game, so that I can help be the person that helps to get them to the next level, even if they don't know that's what they need, even if they don't yet believe in the power of association. So I'm not a big fan of saying, you know, cut these people out of your life, because a candle doesn't lose anything by lighting another candle. And I love to be reminded of that. And, you know, don't forget that. But also, you have to protect yourself. You have to protect your flame, because you don't want to let anyone put out your flame. Otherwise, you won't be a candle that can light other candles. But let me get into my training, and I'll be brief this evening, because we're at the midpoint of the month. I just want to talk to you. I just thought, I've been working with several brand new people. They're brand new. A lot of you are out there right now. You're brand new, as the team grows quickly. And whether you're focused on business solution selling, small business selling, individual sales, if you're focused on the sales side and you're not really recruiting, you're probably not on this call. But there's incredible bonuses on top of the commissions, on top of the residual income that's available to you. But I was just thinking, I was working with a couple brand new recruiters on the team, and we were just talking about the income that's available that has nothing to do with the actual compensation plan. And as I started to make this list kind of off the top of my head, I started to hear myself say, oh, you know, this is something we should talk about for the team. So here's my training for this evening. Just some of, I'm sure I'm missing things, but this is some of the incredible potential income for you as a team builder that is on top of commissions, overrides, and residuals. So I'm not going to talk about commissions. I'm not going to talk about the fact that we get a one-year advance commission where you can make over $280 marketing a $49.90 membership to one family. I'm not going to talk about the overrides that you earn anywhere from $20 to $180 on those same $49.90 plans that are marketed by your team, okay? Or the residuals, the ongoing residuals. Some of you on this call right now, you have a five-figure, multiple five-figure monthly residual income coming in. And I'm not even talking about any of that. I'm just talking about the incentive dollars that are put on the table for us to do the right behavior by the company because of the things they need us to do. And that's what I wanted to talk about. So I just thought I would talk about a little of that this evening, just give you a slight like taste of all of that, okay? Okay, so, and these are in no particular order, but they're kind of in an order, if that makes sense. Well, if you've ever been trained by me, you know, or talked to me on the telephone, you know that made sense to me. Okay, here's my training. Income potential outside of commissions, outside of overrides, outside of residuals from your Legal Shield business as a team builder. Number one, fast start qualification bonus. So a bunch of you right now watching this, you are brand new. You're in your first 20 days as a Legal Shield associate, and you have on the table, you are in the process of doing what is known as fast start qualifying. So let me talk to you first, and then everybody else pay attention, because it's going to hit, everybody's going to want to know what I'm saying right now. So for those of you, you're brand new, you're in your first 20 days, Legal Shield has an incentive to get you to move quickly in your first 20 days, not to do something extraordinary and wild, but to do what you're going to do anyway, to just focus it in on getting it done now, because we need more members now, we need more associates now. So here's what Legal Shield says. If you write $90 worth of business and recruit one associate onto your team, your first associate onto your team, and you do that in your first 20 days, on top of the commissions, you're going to get a $300 fast start bonus. So you're going to get promoted from associate to senior associate, which will double your commission level on a $49.90 membership instead of $60 per plan, which is great. You'll go from $60 though to $120 per plan when you fast start qualify. You'll also get a $300 fast start bonus. That's incredibly powerful. Write that down. So if you're in your first 20 days, just write $90 worth of business and recruit one associate. So let's say you sat down with me and you showed me this business and I decided to join your team. I'm going to be your first associate. So when I become an associate, that's the one associate you need for fast start qualification. But I'm also going to get the services. I'm going to become a Legal Shield member and an ID Shield member. And I'm going to get the $49.90 membership. Maybe I'll even add the $10 home-based business rider. That is what you should definitely do if you're starting your business. So maybe I'm doing $60 as my membership package that I'm signing up for. That's $60 towards the $90 that you need for Fast Start qualification. So $90 is not like 90 people. It's a couple of membership sales. So if you right now, after this call, and you're brand new, and you haven't done anything left, anything yet, and you're in your first 20 days, and maybe you only have a few days left of that first 20 days, I want you to know most people get Fast Start qualified in about 48 hours. The problem is they usually wait until it's the last 48 hours. So I don't know where you are in your first 20 days, but you should know. And if you don't know, your sponsor will know. And if your sponsor doesn't know, your executive director definitely knows. And that's why we put the contact information for your sponsor, your executive director, and your platinum executive director in your back office. When you log into your back office, you will see a section that shows you who your support team is and the contact information for each of us. So that's all you have to do is just talk to the people that know the answers to these things. We're here to guide you. We want you to collect these dollars. So get Fast Start qualified if you're brand new. Now, let's say you're not brand new. Well, whether you're brand new or not, you need to know this. Legal Shield is also paying matching $300 bonuses for every recruit that you have on your team that gets Fast Start qualified. So maybe you're saying, well, I'm not in my first 20 days. I've been in the business 2 years, 2 months, 2 weeks longer than the 20 days. I don't know what it is, but you're no longer Fast Start qualified eligible. Like me, when they rolled this out, I'd already been in the business for a decade and a half. Fast Start qualification was a long time ago for me. But there's matching $300 bonuses. That means as a recruiter, as a team builder, for every person you sponsor into the business, when they Fast Start qualify and they get their $300 bonus, Legal Shield says, you the recruiter, we needed you and you came through for us. You went out and you found people for your team, which helps us grow the company. The people on your team that are getting Fast Start qualified, boom, they're getting $300 and you're getting $300. And that's huge because that is unlimited. See, you can only earn $300 one time when you get Fast Start qualified, but you can earn $300 every time as a matching bonus every time someone you sponsor gets Fast Start qualified. So who do you have in your team right now that's in their first 20 days? And you might say, nobody. My team, I haven't started my team yet. Now you have additional incentives to go start your team because on top of commissions and overrides and residual income, you're going to earn a $300 bonus for every single person you sponsor when they get Fast Start qualified. Let's keep going. Future Leaders. Future Leaders of Legal Shield is a new incentive series. Basically, here's what you have to do. In your first 45 days in the business, write $400 worth of premium and recruit 3 associates. Now, let me pause right here and say, remember I talked about getting Fast Start qualified was $90 in business and 1 associate. I want you to know, to become a member of Future Leaders, which is $400 and 3 associates, that includes the 90 and 1 you would have had to already do, which makes it so much easier. So it's not an additional $400 in business. It's a total of $400 in business. It's not an additional 3 associates. It's a total of 3 associates. So you can count every dollar you've written to get to $400, and you can count every associate you've recruited to get to the 3 associates. And if you do that in your first 45 days in the business, you are now a member of Future Leaders of Legal Shield. And by the way, you don't have to write all $400 of that business yourself. You can count your personal business written and all of the business written by your team. That's incredible. And they give you 45 days to do it. And they give you 45 days to reach $400 in business and 3 associates on your team. And guess what? You get moved up again in the compensation plan from senior associate now to manager. Instead of $120 per plan, $140 per plan, and a $500 additional Future Leaders bonus. That's on top of the $300 bonus you would have gotten for getting Fast Start qualified, for a total of $800 in just those 2 bonuses. And yes, just like when I was talking about Fast Start qualification matching bonuses, Future Leaders also has an unlimited matching $500 bonus for you as the recruiter for every person you sponsor on your team that reaches the Future Leaders level. They reach Future Leaders, they get a $500 bonus, and you get a matching $500 bonus. And you can do that with 10 people this month if you want to. You heard from Chris Corley last month, he had 3 brand new Future Leaders members. 500, 500, 500, unlimited $500 matching bonuses. for helping people achieve future leaders. And again, just to be clear, future leaders, it sounds fancy, and it's a great recognition level. All it means is that you've written $400 worth of business, you and your entire team, $400 worth of premium. So if you're writing 49.90 plans, that's 8 memberships. You would think for all of this bonus money and incentive dollars that it would be, you know, 10 times that. Maybe it would be 100 memberships. It's 8 49.90s or 16 24.95s, whatever. It's $400 worth of business. You and your whole team write $400 worth of business, and you have at least 3 people that you've personally recruited. That qualifies you as future leaders if you do it in your first 45 days. It's incredible. How many people can you help as a recruiter? How many people can you help get into the future leaders? And you don't have to do it by yourself. If some of this just doesn't make sense to you, but you're excited, you just get on the phone with your executive director, with your platinum executive director. We want to talk to you. If you're serious about collecting these dollars, we are serious about helping you collect these dollars. Make no mistake. Let me keep going, though. And stay with me, because there's a point here. I mean, you got to get excited about this. If you can't get excited about these dollars coming into your bank account, they will not come into your bank account. Number 5 on my list, Performance Club. And again, this list is not in order of importance. They're all important. But Performance Club is available to every single person, just like the matching bonuses are. Performance Club is pretty simple, and you can earn up to $500 every month for being Performance Club qualified. That's an extra $6,000 a year for being in Performance Club. And so you might be thinking, for that kind of money on the line, how do you qualify? It must be complicated. It's not complicated. It's actually really simple. You earn PC points, Performance Club points, during the calendar month, and those points allow you to qualify for these cash bonuses. Now, there's 2 tiers. There's Performance Club, which is 90 points, and there's Performance Club Pro, which is 180 points. So the 180 points Performance Club Pro is just an additional bonus tier for people that do a little bit more. But how do you earn a point? Just so you know what a point is. For every membership sale you write during the calendar month, a dollar equals 1 point. So if you write $70 worth of memberships in the calendar month November, then you have 70 points. If you write $100 worth of memberships, like maybe you write 2 49.90s, that's 50 and 50, that's 100 points, because they round up. They don't round down to the pennies. So a dollar equals a point. A dollar in personal membership sales equals 1 point. And by the way, when you have a minimum of 60 points on the month, on the calendar month, you also can earn a 50% point multiplier by recruiting an associate onto your team. So that should also be exciting, because as you recruit people, you're rewarded for that as well. So as long as you have 60 points for the month from $60 worth of personal business written, then the multiplier comes in for your associate recruited, which takes that 60 points, adds 50% to that, which is 90 points, and now you're Performance Club qualified. And when you're Performance Club qualified on the month, you can earn up to $250 per month in Performance Club bonuses. And again, if you go and do PC Pro, 180 points, which once you get rolling, you're gonna see 180 points is not a lot of points at all. That earns you up to $500 per month in bonus dollars. So where are you on the month right now, in the month of November, on Performance Club points? Is it 0? It's okay. You're not even halfway through the month. You've got time to get into Performance Club or Performance Club Pro. Maybe you don't know where you are in Performance Club points. You can reach out to Legal Shield. You can reach out to any member of your support team. You can log in to your Success Team back office, and it will show you your Performance Club points as long as you're a Legal Shield associate. If you only have a guest account, you'll see a notice that it says where that information would be. It says that you're not an associate yet. But if you're an associate, you'll have access to your Performance Club points for the month right from your Success Team back office. Now, I've been talking a lot about matching bonuses. So maybe you're thinking, well, are there matching bonuses for Performance Club qualifiers in my team as a recruiter? There absolutely is. As the sponsor, you can earn up to $50 per month on every Performance Club qualified associate that you've sponsored in your team. And if they qualify for PC Pro, your bonus is doubled. Instead of $50, you get $100. So what if you had 10 people in Performance Club Pro on your team in the month of November? You could qualify for, that'd be $1,000, because 100 times 10 is 1,000. What if you had 20 or 30 people in Performance Club? You get a match as the sponsor. You get a match on each and every one of them for the first 2 years after that person joins your team. So during that first 24 months, when they're getting into the habit, when they're getting used to qualifying on a monthly basis, Legal Shield rewards you because they know that you're the one helping them to stay focused on making sure they know where their points are for the month, making sure that they're getting into performance clubs. So you get a reward on that every month during the first 2 years while they're establishing that consistent behavior. And that's for you as the sponsor, either $50 or $100 per team member, which is incredible. But then there's also matching bonuses upline that you may qualify for, or you as a team leader may be qualifying for activity that's happening in your organization on people that you didn't even sponsor. So as the senior director of your organization, an additional $63 in performance club matching money, $75 at executive director, another $75 at platinum executive director. And yes, if you hold all of those positions, if you're the sponsor and the senior director and the executive director and the platinum executive director, it's all cumulative. You get to keep it all. Every single month, during the first 2 years that that associate is in your team and continuing to performance club qualify. And if it's PC Pro, double those numbers. $125 for the senior director per team member. $150 for executive director. $150 for the platinum executive director. These are on the PC Pro every single month. And again, cumulative. Hundreds of dollars. There are team leaders earning thousands of dollars in these once a month PC matching bonuses. And I'll just close up with trips, because you all know, if you've been around with me for a while, you know how much I love the trips. We're talking about trips worth thousands of dollars. Right now, the trip that you're qualifying for is a trip for two, all expenses paid, airfare, hotel. Again, it's all-inclusive to Maya Riviera, Hard Rock Maya Riviera. I mean, it's going to be unbelievable. And just in the last few years, Legal Shield has sent my family to Moon Palace in Cancun, all-inclusive, Atlantis in the Bahamas, Jamaica, Cabo San Lucas. We just got back from Cabo San Lucas. We've been to Iceland. We've been to Vegas, Universal Studios, where they shut down parts of the park for the Legal Shield associates, where they open up the City Walk just for us. And we're going to Disney in January. We got a trip to Disney World that a whole bunch of us are going on. All of these are incentive trips that are available to every one of us. And that, again, on top of commissions, on top of overrides, on top of residuals. And they're fun. And wouldn't you like to be going on these trips with us? And wouldn't you like to have your team with you on these trips with us? I mean, it's just so much fun. And okay, let me just close up with this. Because sometimes with so much on the table, we don't know where to start, right? And as a recruiter, you have to look at what are the things I can do that get me qualified for everything? Like, what is the bottom layer that helps me to get qualified for everything? So I can go on the trip, so I can earn all these bonus dollars, so that I can maximize the incentives while I'm also maximizing the compensation plan. And I'll just tell you this, Performance Club. If you're brand new and you're in the process of qualifying for Fast Start or Future Leaders yourself, you'll likely also accumulate enough points during that process to cover Performance Club for the month of November. So Performance Club is the indicator of everything that you want in the future. If you focus on staying in Performance Club every month, you're on your way to earning all the other bonuses. I mean, you can't go on the trips if you're not in Performance Club. Even though there are some other requirements to earn the trips, the minimum requirement is Performance Club. PC matching bonuses are obviously for people that are in Performance Club. Performance Club bonuses and so on. I mean, these are dollars that are available to people that are in Performance Club. But if you're brand new, you're in your first 20 days doing Fast Start qualification, you're in your first 45 days doing Future Leaders, then the activity you're doing to qualify for those things is going to likely get you all the points you need for Performance Club. But beyond that, you also want to have a goal to always be in Performance Club. Until it's a habit, until it's like breathing for you, you got to write it down. You got to proclaim it. You've got to stick it where you can see it on the fridge, on your mirror. I'm always in Performance Club. I would never miss Performance Club. Because it unlocks all of the other matching bonuses. It unlocks the trips. It unlocks all of the dollars that are available beyond the compensation plan. Now, people say, well, you know, I came here to sell memberships and earn compensation and earn $100,000 a year, earn $200,000 a year, earn $1 million. And that's great. But all of these dollars are available to you. And the advice I got from Mark Rich is maximize. Take all of the available dollars off the table. Bring those dollars home to your family. Don't ignore them. Because in pursuit of Performance Club, in pursuit of getting Fast Start qualified, in pursuit of helping your team get Fast Start qualified, it's not a distraction from your business. It is your business. It's not a distraction from what we do every day. It is what we do every day. Because ultimately, you can't get into Performance Club. You can't get Fast Start qualified. You can't become a member of Future Leaders. You can't get anything accomplished if you're not willing to go and protect families with our great services. If you're not willing to recruit the people that are going to go and protect those families with these great services. So these are all rewards for doing the right thing. And yes, they're rewards for doing them in specific structured time periods. Whether that be your first 20 days or first 45 days or the calendar month. They are rewards for consistent behavior over structured periods of time. And my philosophy is, if Legal Shield is willing to put these dollars on the table, adapt your business to embrace these structured periods of time and do the activities that allow you to reach every single one of these dollars. Hey, folks, I'm going to go. I want you to check your PC points. Make sure you know where you are for Performance Club and all the qualifications that you're going for in your goals here in the month of November. We are, again, about the halfway point. Make sure each and every one of you know exactly where you are in your business. And if you're not sure, talk to your sponsor, your executive director, your platinum executive director. None of us are so busy. You are why we are excited when the phone rings, when we get a new text. We want to help you win and win big while you're building your international team of productive professionals. Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing everybody in Cookeville, Tennessee in just a few weeks. We'll join you right back here on Monday morning for our Success Team Business Solutions Support Call. Thanks again.